You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
First person to get through. Well, what do you know? It's another evil Heather. Heather, good morning. What are you up to today?
Oh, nothing. Just dropped my husband off and driving back home.
Wow, you had a really bad phone.
Are you on a speakerphone, Bluetooth, hands-free device?
No, I'm regular phone.
Okay.
Yikes.
All right.
Yikes.
It's T-Mobile. They're not very good.
Well, they're probably fine. It could just be your phone, too. It's probably full of dust and skin and...
Okay.
The little mics get clogged up from time to time. They say to take a paper clip and clean those out.
Okay, I'll try that today.
All right.
Yeah, I feel like it's not your phone provider. It's more the actual device itself.
It's really bad.
So
anyway,
Heather, what do you do for a living?
I'm actually a stay-at-home mom to five kids. So
wow,
very busy.
Five kids.
Wow. Yeah.
Can't imagine. What's the age range on those five?
17 to 3.
Well, okay.
Yeah, you're a busy mama bear then.
Yeah.
Yes, I am.
Do they play on your phone a lot?
All the time.
That
my 5-year-old loves my phone.
There's mac and cheese and chicky nuggies in there.
And now we know.
Okay, now we know.
Funny that you say that, because I've called you guys before and I had an argument with you guys about Evil Heather, and then you guys asked me a question about ketchup and I didn't say mac and cheese, and that was one of the answers, and I don't know. So mac and cheese and ketchup, I guess it is stuck in my phone.
It's coming back to haunt you, I guess.
All right.
Okay. Are you ready to try to play Rattle Off with us?
I guess so.
Okay, in 10 seconds then, Evil Heather, 10 seconds, give us five different fluids that you have in your car, meaning like in the engine. Five different fluids in your car. Ready and go!
Antifreeze, oil, windshield wiper fluid, brake fluid, and... gas.
Oh, and gas!
And gas!
And gas!
She is a... Well played, Heather.
Impressive.
Well played.
You
may be evil, but you are smart. So, yeah. So we got a little date night out for you, and with five kids, you need it. So why don't you hold on, and Josh will come back and chat with you, okay?
Thank you, guys.
You're welcome.
Thank you for listening.
Wow.
Well, listen, we still have Megan, Andreas, Matt, and Molly, and Lena. Megan... Andreas, I think it is. Matt, Molly, and Lena. Nobody hang up. We still want to talk to all of you. Megan, what are you up to today? Anything fun? Going once, going twice, and gone. Andreas, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
What are you doing today? Anything good?
Nah, just work. I'm headed to work. But, okay. Should be a good day today.
What do you do for work?
I have a commercial cleaning business, so headed to downtown to go to those big buildings to see if they're clean or not.
Wow, that's got to keep you busy like all day then if it's commercial.
Oh, it's busy. Yeah, a lot of running around different areas of the state. So.
We hear from various cleaning people quite a bit on this show. When did it occur to you, at what stage in life, how old were you when you decided you wanted to run a commercial cleaning business?
Well, I'm 22 now, so it's kind of a family business thing that's kind of been handed down. So it's just, you know, school didn't work out, and this is probably the next best option. So far, it's been great.
So now, when you say school didn't work out, what does that mean exactly?
I was always good, you know, K through 12, and then right at that senior time, or I guess junior year, when you start filling out for colleges, I don't really like to, you know, sit down behind a screen type environment. So I just kind of went on, talked to my parents, and they were cool with me going. If it didn't work out, then, you know, trade school would have been the next best option afterwards. But here I am now and thriving. So.
Sounds like you're doing okay now then.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, doing good.
Good for you. Good.
Appreciate that. Good.
Yeah, man.
I like to hear that. Yeah. Right on. What do you do for fun? What's your hobby type stuff? What do you do?
Hobbies, you know, I try to hit the slopes this year, didn't really get much up there, but other than that, you know, like I said, I'm 22, so I like going out on the weekends to the bars and, you know, just having a good time playing pool with my friends.
Well, you know what? That's what you're supposed to do when you're 22. Go out and have fun.
Agree.
Don't be tied down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, what does it cost these days to go up skiing? What's a day pass costing?
Oh, geez, yeah, it's, I don't know, in the last couple of years, man, it got up to where it's almost better to just buy the season pass and go up three or four times.
That's what they want
probably
you to
about do. 150, yeah, about 150 yeah. ahead almost.
Yeah, that's what they want you to do is buy that season pass, man.
Yeah, I remember when passed to go skiing, it like passed, God, what was it? It was like past like the $35 mark, and people lost their minds. And I'm like, know. Today? People would give anything if it was only
anything. Oh yeah, I would.
good yeah, for you. Cheap. You know what? You sound like you got your act together, Andreas. I hope you have a great day. Thank you for being on the show. Okay.
Hey, likewise. Yeah, have a great morning.
See you
Appreciate
later,
you buddy. He's a sharp young man, isn't he?
Yeah. Go get her.
Let's see if Matt is a sharp guy. Matt, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
I feel like he's probably going to be a pretty
sharp
guy.
There's a sharpness vibe there, I think, a little
bit.
Yeah,
I think so.
Matt, do you work?
Yes, I do.
Tell us about it.
Well, I'm a low-volt electrical foreman, so a glorified babysitter.
low volt, that's hard to say. Electrical
say that again.
Foreman.
What do you do?
I deal with, like, your network, your video, your fire alarm, all your small wire stuff.
He's into small wires. He's a small wire guy. Okay, like my ADT line. That's a little teeny tiny thing I see in the basement.
Yep.
Yep, okay. Couldn't graduate up to the big lines, huh?
It was the way that my career field just sort of took me.
That's all right. The small lines need work too, buddy.
I didn't know that people delineated between the big lines and the little lines.
Sure.
I thought you were, if you knew your electrical stuff, you could do any kind of line. Is that not, I guess that's not correct.
No. They can, but it's more of all the different systems and just, yeah, it's more, I don't know, I'm trying to think of the right, just tricky, I guess.
It's just not as powerful of a power going through them, right? I mean, obviously.
Like, correct. If I get shocked, I go home that day.
Yeah, like, listen, I installed my own doorbell camera, and they said to turn off the electricity to that doorbell wire. I didn't. Because like, I took the old wire or the old doorbell off, and that wire was so teeny tiny. I was like, what's this going to do to me?
Yeah.
Nothing.
You live to tell the tale.
I even touched it just to see. It didn't do anything.
I remember years ago having an extra outlet put in the basement, and the electrician who came to do it did not kill the power at the panel or anything like that. He just did it, and he goes, nah, if you've been doing this long enough, you know what you can do and get away with and what you can touch. And I thought,
oh, sure.
Man, I'm not putting in an electrical outlet and not shutting off the breaker. So,
oh, yeah.
As long as you have those insulated tools with the insulation on the end, you're fine.
Oh, yeah? Okay.
Your
famous
fine.
Last words. Yeah, that's on the tombstone. But it was insulated!
Matt, what do you do for fun?
I go camping when it's good weather.
Yeah, all right.
Where do you like to go?
All over the state. Like, for this 4th of July, I'm looking forward to it. We're going to Ouray for, like, 8 days.
I love Ouray. That's beautiful. You a tent camper or you got yourself an RV?
We got a 38-foot travel trailer. We're quite a glamper.
Yeah, 38-foot. My God,
38-foot, wow.
Massive. Some of those big ones have like heated floors and fireplaces.
Fireplaces in them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're looking to upgrade because we got one with the bunkhouse and our kids don't like to come with us anymore, so.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you can put a dance floor in or something instead.
Oh, yeah.
With 38 feet. What do you
disco ball.
What are you pulling that rig with?
2020 F-350.
Yeah, I figured. Oh. F-350 guy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, right.
It pulls it like none.
Like, no problem, huh?
Diesel for
torquey.
Days.
It's torque. Torque for
How
days.
How much does a 38-foot glamping vehicle cost you? What does that 38-footer cost?
When we got it, it was like 44.
Well, your new one's going to be up above 50 easily.
Oh, yeah.
50, 60.
Oh, yeah.
And then how much was your truck?
A lot more. I bought that, got that. I custom built it for about 90.
90, okay. And then your new camper is going to be 60 plus. It's good to be in small wires, it sounds like.
Yeah. We, long story short, we bought our house for the price hike, and then we sold it and took the money and turned it into the truck and the trailer.
Oh, okay.
So where do you live? In the trailer?
No, we live with, we moved in with our, my mother-in-law. My wife's father passed away, so.
All right.
Now I feel bad.
I do all the maintenance on the house and everything, so we just sort of moved in. So.
Well, that's very kind of you. That's good. That's good. So, yeah. You get along with your mother-in-law then.
Yeah.
For the most part.
I can't imagine.
He stays in a different part of the house from her.
And he's got that trailer to escape to if he
needs
to, you know?
Or just go sit in his truck.
I got it.
Park it in the garage. Sometimes he wants to park it in the garage and turn it on and close the doors.
It's an expensive way to go. 90 grand.
Oh, man. 90 grand worth.
Woo-hoo.
Matt, you are a good man. Thank you for being a good sport. Thanks for being on the show. Have a great day, okay?
Thank you. You too as well. Bye.
See you, buddy.
Appreciate you. He's a nice guy.
Good guy.
Here's Lena. Hi, Lena. Good morning.
Good morning, boys. How are you?
Oh, Lena, we're great.
I feel like we've spoken to you recently, haven't we?
Your favorite stoner.
Oh, it's Lena the stoner. You really like calling us lately.
I love you guys. Also, I'm here at our office, and I've got a bunch of my crew with me here.
Your phone is breaking up really bad, Lena, that we may not be able to continue this.
I'm sorry. I was on speaker.
Oh, that's better. Okay. Oh, I'm not.
Yeah, it keeps breaking up. Lena, we love you. We really do. Thank you for being
on the show. Say hi to the crew, Lena.